Have you ever noticed how cleaning out your refrigerator can make you feel capable of changing careers? It sounds absurd, yet this disproportionate relationship between physical tidiness and emotional confidence is something most of us experience without fully understanding why. When we control our physical environment, we feel more in control of our lives, a simple truth that has made this approach to organization resonate with millions worldwide, from everyday people to celebrities like Reese Witherspoon and Oprah Winfrey. The insight is deceptively straightforward. Outer order contributes to inner calm far more than it should. A clear desk shouldn't transform your entire outlook, yet somehow it does. This phenomenon isn't just anecdotal. It's a powerful force we can harness to create genuine transformation in our daily lives. Clearing clutter isn't about throwing things away. It's about making decisions, often painful ones. We accumulate possessions for countless reasons. The someday I might need this mentality, guilt about unwanted gifts, childhood compensation patterns, sentimental attachments, or hopes of future value. These emotional barriers make decluttering mentally exhausting, so approach it when you're well-rested and energized. When evaluating possessions, ask three questions. Do I need it? Do I love it? Do I use it? An item passes by meeting just one criterion. If it fails all three, it should go. The endowment effect, our tendency to overvalue what we own, makes letting go difficult. Before accepting something free or buying on sale, ask if you truly need or love it. Once an item enters your home, parting with it becomes exponentially harder. Unfinished projects create particularly insidious clutter, draining energy through constant reminders of what remains undone. Those half-built Lego castles or abandoned knitting experiments stay visible as perpetual accusations. Either commit to finishing them or let them go. Sometimes the easiest way to complete something is to abandon it entirely. After deciding what to keep, establish order. Organizing brings calming satisfaction beyond tidiness. Even mundane items like kitchen utensils provide a disproportionate energy boost. We can't control everything in life, but we can control our stuff, creating islands of order in chaos. The broken windows theory applies to personal spaces. When environments become disorderly, behavior follows. Common culprits include unsorted mail, scattered shoes, cluttered counters, and unmade beds that set a tone of disorder for the entire day. Certain areas become clutter magnets, dining tables collecting papers, hallway chests accumulating miscellaneous items, and bedroom chairs becoming clothing storage. Since clutter attracts more clutter, clear these magnets daily or weekly. Even 5 minutes prevents overwhelming buildup. Accessibility trunks pure storage. If you can't retrieve something within 30 seconds, you likely won't use it. The average person spends 2.5 days yearly searching for misplaced items. Identify your problem objects, keys, sunglasses, phone chargers, and solve the search problem systematically. Install key hooks by every door, buy duplicate charging cords, keep pens in every room. No magic formula exists for establishing order. We must each find what works personally. Some seek detachment by releasing meaningless items, while others embrace engagement by keeping only treasures. Understanding ourselves allows us to customize our surroundings rather than following others' methods. We often keep objects useful only in fantasy lives: handweights we never touch, embroidered towels too nice to use, guitars we can't play. While painful to admit we won't use these possessions, clearing them creates room for what we truly love and use. Similarly, we cling to possessions representing outdated identities: ski equipment despite knee injuries, work suits though no longer office-bound, magazines for abandoned hobbies. Recognizing whether you have backward-looking clutter, reminders like, years ago we built this popsicle stick castle, or forward-looking clutter, preparation like, one day I might need this oversized glass jar, helps you decide what to keep. After clearing clutter, establish simple habits that prevent reaccumulation. Short bursts of consistent action accomplish more than we realize. Follow the 1 minute rule. Complete any task under 1 minute immediately. Hang up a coat, toss junk mail, file a document. These quick actions add up without feeling burdensome. When moving between rooms, carry one item closer to where it belongs. This gradual migration keeps things flowing toward their proper places. Don't put things down, put things away. That temporary spot often becomes permanent clutter. Watch for warning signs, forced closet doors, stuck drawers, double stacked items, or things jammed at angles. Create a waiting room, a designated shelf or corner for items needing action, packages to mail, books to return, things requiring repair. This keeps them organized rather than scattered. Don't wait for others to join your efforts. Start alone. Your progress often inspires household members to tackle their own spaces. Once you've established order, add beauty and personality. A signature color, chartreuse, aquamarine, slate, creates harmony and simplifies decisions. Phone case, exercise clothes, your signature color. Seeing your chosen hue raises your spirits. Alternatively, adopt a signature pattern like polka dots or a signature material like leather. Stop saving things for special occasions. Beautiful stationery, fancy bath salts, delicate china, these are meant to be used. It's satisfying to use what we own and wasteful to save for a day that may never come. Spend out. A little luxury adds beauty to life. Gorgeous markers, an excellent chef's knife, Egyptian cotton sheets, a splurge in the right area makes life more pleasant. At work, exceptional tools or whimsical touches like bright file folders help you enjoy your tasks. Every room needs something unexpected, something purple, glittery, miniature, oversized, or boldly patterned. An oversized vintage poster or an admittedly gaudy chandelier make spaces feel alive and personal rather than sterile. Keep an empty shelf and a junk drawer. An empty shelf provides the luxury of space, almost decadent in its beautiful emptiness. A junk drawer accommodates things without obvious homes, spare keys, instruction manuals, random cables. Balance order with necessary mess. When facing tough choices about possessions, ask yourself, choose the bigger life. What constitutes a bigger life differs for everyone. Some find it includes a pet, others choose freedom to travel. Consider your home's special features, that deck, fireplace, or garden that attracted you. Are you using them? Create seasonal rituals. Morning coffee on the deck, evening reading by the fireplace, weekend gardening sessions. Remember that stuff expresses love. The most meaningful possessions aren't always beautiful or useful. They connect us to people we cherish. That chipped mug, your child's clay sculpture, inherited decorations, these tell your family's story. Create memory boxes for each family member or a display shelf for emotionally significant items. Outer order requires sustained effort, but its impact on mental well-being makes it worthwhile. Our belongings form an extension of our identity. We project ourselves into our surroundings. When we see belongings in good order, containing only what we need, use, and love, we see a better reflection of ourselves. The goal isn't arbitrary minimalism. It's creating an environment supporting your best life. Start small. Make your bed tomorrow. Follow the 1 minute rule. Clear one clutter magnet today. These simple acts compound into transformation.